You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
All right, so let's start with the second reading, letter of St. James. St. James rightly tells us, and we don't need to know this too much, but we sort of know it intellectually, but we have to be reminded of it, is that our faith and our works have to go together. In other words, we don't want to be hypocritical. What we say and do in this church has to be translated out there in our works. So the two must go together. Now, that is obvious. However, it's easier said than done, because some of Jesus' teachings are so hard that sometimes we do not translate them so well into our works. But nonetheless, that is what we're supposed to do. And we know that intellectually. It's just now a matter of getting our willpower to do the same. However, there is some problems here. And the problem is that we are called to serve other people, to work for other people, to help other people, to take our gifts and talents not for ourselves, but for other people. And therein lies the problem. Okay. Because the problem is that now I have an opinion about you and what you need. That may not be right, and probably most of the time is not right. But nonetheless, I form an opinion. And even worse yet, the prophet Isaiah, now back to the first reading, really gives us the challenge. The Lord God opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled. Oh man, that is so hard. Now, I'd like to say the Lord God opens my ear that I may listen. And I've said this before, and I'd like to say it again. We all hear each other. But how often do we really listen to each other? And that's the important thing, I think, that Isaiah is challenging us to do. Is that how can I know what the other person needs unless I truly listen to them? But normally what goes on in my head is something totally different. And we've all been in this situation where we've had a person talking to us, or at least I do a lot, a person is talking to me and I'm not listening because I've got things to do and they're up in my head. I think, oh gosh, I got to go here, I got to go there, I got to do this, I got to do that. Or we could just be thinking about something else. You know, it's a pretty day, I don't know, look at the bird. It doesn't matter because it's all up in our head, the conversation. This poor person in front of me, I haven't a clue what they're saying. And you know what? Here's the bad part sometimes. I could care less. Just yakety, 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 yakety. I'm not listening. But that's not right. Because how can I help the other when I even fail to listen to the other? The Lord God opens my ear that I may listen, and I have not rebelled. In other words, I'm not saying, no, God, this person needs, I've got a better idea what this person needs, and I'm going to try to inflict it on this person. And that's always great. I'm full of advice. We're all full of advice. Oh, man. And we're ready to drop advice in a second. Just tell another person how to live. I'll tell you how to live. I'll tell you how to spend your money. I'll tell you a lot of things. But it's not what the person needs. All right. The challenge for us then. I've said this before and we're going to say it again, but now it's going to go even deeper. Most of the time we have to shut up. But that means not only not running our mouth, It means quieting down what goes on up in here when we are faced with another person who is talking to us. And this is important, because if we can silence what goes on up in here, silence our mouth, then Isaiah says, truly, you're doing God's will. Truly, God will open our ears so that we may hear what the other is saying, and then we will then know how to respond. Not with the way we want to, but with the way that Jesus wants to. And Jesus puts it the best at the end of the gospel. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. We lose our life when we quieten down our head and pay attention to the other. We die to ourselves. We lay ourselves down and get ourselves out of the way to pay attention to the person who is in front of us, a gift of God. And when we do that, though, we gain something pretty spectacular. We gain God's love coming through our heart, and we have the satisfaction of helping those in front. In either case, it is a win-win situation when we die to ourselves and allow the love of God to flow through us.